MSI in real estate wholesaling. Stay tuned. Hey my friend, what's going on? This is Ola coming to you live from my Empire Pro Studios. On this episode, we're talking about MSI in real estate wholesaling. We'll talk about how to use multiple streams of income. That's MSI. Multiple streams of income to enhance your real estate wholesaling experience and business. Okay, this is something that's not necessarily common sense. Okay, it's not common wisdom, it's not common knowledge. So, but I want to share with you here today so you can start thinking about it and hopefully very soon get to implementing it in your business. Because one of the biggest things that I notice with wholesalers is that they're waiting for the next windfall. They're waiting for the next big deal. They're waiting. But they never really build a real business around the concept of wholesaling. And understandably so, you know, because a lot of the gurus have been teaching people as wholesaling is just some kind of side gig that you can add to your real estate investing, or maybe you don't have enough money to start fixing and flipping yet. But the truth of the matter is that wholesaling business can be a full-blown business, can be a full-blown operational business that you feed your family off of. But when I say full-blown operational business, I'm talking about cash flow, okay? I'm talking about cash flow, and I'm talking about, it's kind of like in the rental, right? In rental, you know, you're waiting for equity to build up. You're waiting for that big payday when you sat on the property for a long time and then you sell and boom, you make a good windfall and then the government wants capital gains, right? The taxes attached to capital gain, right? But when you understand the rental property business, it's not about that. It's about monthly cash flow. It's the same thing about wholesaling, okay? Any type of business for that matter, right? Including wholesaling business, it's about cash flow, okay? It's not about the $82,000 days, which is my highest in a wholesale deal. It's not about the $30,000-$40,000 days, which is my average on wholesale deals, right? I'm talking about simple $1,000, $2,000 over there, $5,000 here, $2,500 over there on a more consistent basis with more frequency so you can have cash flow coming into your business. That's what I'm talking about. That's when you know you're in business. That's when you can quit your 9-to-5, okay? And I want you to take that from me, from somebody who have hands-on experience of what it feels like to close a big deal in one day and to close $30,000, $40,000 every other month. The truth of the matter is that that's just never going to be enough. The only thing that's going to be enough is when you get to a point where you have consistent cash flow that's predictable, regardless of recession or not, okay? That's where you want to get to, okay? And that's what I want to share with you when it comes to multiple streams of income in real estate wholesaling. What does that mean exactly? And I want to cover that. But before I get into that, I want to answer this question, and that will lead me back to it, okay? So the question goes, hello, Ola. I started wholesaling about 3 years ago. You would think that's a long time, right? Well, yeah, I guess, you know, if you've been doing it consistently, right? Well, in that time, I've closed only 5.5 deals. That's not bad. You know, believe it or not, that's not bad. There are people that claim to have been in wholesaling for 10 years and they haven't closed not even their first deal, right? All right, so, and partly because of what I'm sharing with you here today. I mean, if you listen to this channel, I want you to go ahead and make sure once you're done with this video, I want you to watch the 3 C's and the 3 P's of real estate wholesaling. All you have to do is Google my name, Ola Talks Abitogun, 3 P's of wholesaling. The video and the article comes right up, okay? So I want you to watch that so you can understand how to overcome the biggest obstacle in wholesaling period, which is lead generation, okay? If you don't have people calling you on a regular basis and people signing up on your website for consulting, then you simply don't have a business, right? Because people are the actual business, right? Helping people is the actual business, right? Okay. So, let's see. Sorry if you're hearing noise. I'm gonna stay away from the mic. Okay. All right. So here goes. It says, well, in that time, I've closed only 5.5 deals. So that's not bad, actually. Because when you close your first deal, you learn a little bit. Maybe nothing, not the experience. Second deal, Third deal, you learn something, but you've seen some consistent things there, right? And these are things that would typically not be in a textbook. Now, from listening to my videos, when I release a new video every time from people's stories like this, you'll learn a lot more. I mean, of course, you need the fundamentals that it's in my book, right? But you learn a lot more by listening to people's specific story, because this is not an exact science. There's a heart to real estate wholesaling, and for every case can be different. Okay, you're gonna be presented with unique situation for every deal, and you need to the artistic part of it is learning how to navigate through all of that. Okay, and some people call it solution oriented, but if you're too solution oriented, that's not necessarily gonna work. You need to just be at a feel on it. You need to be feeling on it as you go along, right? And that's a skill on its own too. All right. So he goes, the half, okay? Okay, so he said 5.5 deals, right? So the half is a collaboration that I barely participated in. And that has happened, and I know what he's talking about here. That has happened to me quite a few times. One of the things with multiple streams of income and real estate wholesaling is that you need to be open to partnership at any level, okay? I've spoken to people before and I say, hey, if I have buyers for your house, will you let me do it? And they go, no. I'm like, what? No, that's ridiculous. Now, they may have a specific unique reasons why they're doing that, but from a business standpoint, from an entrepreneurial standpoint, is a dumb move. Partnership, you must allow partnership at any level. Now, when I say partnership, it doesn't have to be long term. As a matter of fact, I discourage long term partnerships. I'm saying to get this deal closed, get it off your hands right now. If there's a partnership that comes to the table to get this property sold, or to work with other people to get things moving smoothly, maybe somebody says, hey, I'll do your lead generation, you just facilitate the deals. You must be open to partnership from all type of levels, and that's what this person means by closing a half a deal. It's not exactly half a deal is a deal, but some people refer to it as a half a deal when you partner with people. My first deal that I closed was in, I closed my first, so I started back in 2004, December. I closed my first deal. Yeah, it took me a whole year, right? I closed my first deal in December 2005, and it was for $10,000 from a quick flip, right? And before that $10,000, I had already acquired four leads, right? That means four people that signed up. I put the house under contract for, right? And they were being worked on together with my partner at the time, Anthony, right? And what I did was that when I started, I was like, I don't know what I'm doing, a bunch of short sales and stuff. I just put it on that contract. I said, Anthony, let's do it together. And I did the first four with him. But in the course of that, while I was busy doing that, a deal came that needed no short sale or anything like that, and I flipped it. And I was supposed to make $20,000 from the deal. I'd close it because I didn't really know what I was doing, right? But I was executing, and that's the most important thing about business in general. You must be willing to execute even if everything is not aligning yet, okay? And that's what I did. And I put the house on, it was like a quick option contract. I said, you give me the option to purchase this house, but I get to sell it. And I was making $20,000 when we got to closing, because I did not have the right paperwork, okay? Because it wasn't structured properly. The seller was like, you're making $20,000. I don't want to close the deal. I don't want to do the deal if you're making $20,000. I need to make more. I was like, that was weird, right? Again, it's not always an exact science, and you need to learn how to navigate. You need to be a people's person. You need to learn how to persuade, right? You need to learn some persuasion skills. I don't know if I said that right, but yeah, you need to learn how to persuade, like sales, sometimes to get deals closed. So what I did was like, And what I had to do was pause and let him talk. And the only thing I was hearing and what he was saying was simply, I want more. It's not saying he doesn't want to close the deal. He wants to close the deal, but he just wanted more. And what I did was like, you know what? I'll give you $10,000 more. Will you close the deal? He said, yes. All right. So instead of making $20,000, I made $10,000, right? Now, it's still a good payday, but if I had offered $5,000, right? he may have taken it, and I may have made $15,000. But again, I didn't know what I was doing, but at least I knew enough to say, hey, would you take $10,000 more? And what I was willing to do was split my money in half, at least make something. If I was making $5,000, I was going to be splitting into half and say, hey, will you take $2,500? That's just what my brain was. And I closed the deal. And after that, then I closed this other four deals, and plus more leads were coming in after that, and it was flowing. But the point I wanted to take out of there is that, again, number one, it's not always an exact science. There's a heart part to these deals, and sometimes unique situations come up. You need to know the fundamentals, which you will find in my book with this link on the screen, allatalks.com/mastermind. But there's an artistic part to it, and that's what you learn how to navigate through by watching this video every time I release a video. And that's why you want to make sure you're subscribed, to make sure you get every video that I release on this channel, okay? All right, so, and then the other part that I want you to learn from that story is this. Half a deal is a deal, okay? If you can partner with people all day long, it's multiple streams of income. In the first place, if you want to build a real business, you should not be depending on your own personal time and effort. You should be leveraging other people's time and effort. That's OPTE, okay? You've learned how to leverage other people's money. I'm sure you've heard about that in real estate investing. Guess what else you get to leverage? You get to leverage other people's time, effort, and even credit sometimes. If you know how to strategize and put a deal together, you can learn how to, like my first two rehab deals, I used other people's credit. That's OPC. Again, it's called leverage. You don't have to have the resources. You just have to be resourceful. Does that make sense? You just have to be willing to be a resourceful person. You can put the resources together. That's not necessarily your personal resources. OPR, other people's resources. Like a bunch of OPs, right? All right. So he goes, let's see here. So the half of a deal. It's a collaboration that I barely participated in, which was my situation in a lot of ways. A lot of people ask me, am I still closing deals? Like, yes, I do a lot of partnership. Yeah, okay. In 3 years, you can see that I am averaging low cash flow per month. Maybe not necessarily. Yes, you are averaging low cash flow per month if all you've closed in 3 years is 5.5 deals, right? But again, you have a scenario there, which is a half. That means you know how to partner. Probably, hopefully, you know how to partner with other people. You need to double down on that, okay? Find out what part of the wholesale workflow, real estate wholesale workflow that you're really good at, right? So a real estate wholesaling business, right? The workflow goes from finding motivated seller, putting the house under contract, and then finding an end buyer, cash or mortgage, doesn't matter, right? And then closing the deal, right? Now, in between finding a motivated seller, putting under contract, and then you find an end buyer, and then you do a title search, right? That means you need a title company on your corner that you can call on anytime to do a title search without having to prepay for it. Title search, well, if you have a relationship, you won't have to prepay. Your first two deals, they may make you pay. But you need to prove that you're going to be in the business for the long run. Eventually, they won't make you pay for every preliminary title search. You do title search to make sure you can see all the money that's owed on this property, all the liens against it. And then you put the house under contract with the new person. And then you have a lawyer help you structure that. You find financing for it. You structure the financing. It could be cash. It could be whatever it is, right? As long as it's real money coming from it, right? It could be Bitcoins if it's allowed, right? But yeah, you do that and then you close. Now, that workflow right there, there's different parts to it. And you can find the part that you enjoy the most in that workflow and focus in on that and then outsource everything else. Have everybody else doing everything else and you make a little piece of the pie. And if you can focus on your strength in business, if you learn how to focus on your strength in business, you will always win. Do you understand what I'm saying? If you put too much energy, if you put an ounce of an energy into your weaknesses, even though you may close every now and then, you are burning yourself up because you're not going to make as much money as you could. Again, that's why cash flow is king over windfalls, okay? Cash flow, multiple streams of income, cash flow, right? Money coming in every day is always going to be king over $80,000 that comes in every other month. Because when $80,000 come in every other month, the mindset is just not going to make that money be enough. Now, you could be a disciplined person. You could be one of a few disciplined people out here on this planet. But I'm telling you, you need cash flow. You need money coming in every day. Because number one, it keeps you excited about the business. And then number two, you're in a better place mentally to be able to manage the business because you it's predictable. Like if you have to wait another month to make that $30,000, anything can happen. It's not predictable within that 2-3 months. So you need cash flow coming in every single day. And the best way to accomplish that is multiple streams of income, starting with being open to partnerships, being open to finding that part of the workflow of a real estate wholesaling business. If you're a person that learned how to generate leads, which is what I teach heavily here, then you can just focus on generating leads and don't worry about closing the deals. Let somebody else partner with the realtor or somebody to get the deals, getting them closed. And then instead of making $20,000 every other month, you're making $5,000 every week. That adds up a lot more faster and bigger, and it's a lot more predictable. Plus, there's a lot more people's invested interest at stake. Okay? All right, so he goes, in the first year, I closed 0 deals. Okay, no, it says, in 3 years, you can see that I am averaging low cash flow per month. Maybe not necessarily. Yes, you are averaging low, but maybe in the beginning, maybe 3 years, some people are slow to start off like that. Maybe you'll have a full-time job. And you know, maybe that's not bad as long as you're disciplined to continue to do that. Eventually, it'll flow, right? In the first year, I closed 0 deals. Well, mine too. Like I started in 2004, December. I did not close my first deal until December 2005. And the next 2 years after that, I closed over 30 deals. Okay, so it depends on, you know, it depends on a lot of factors. So 0 deals in your first year is not unheard of. I've heard about 0 deals in 5 years, right? Then the next 6 months, I closed 2. This is not working the way I envisaged. I need a better flow of deals. I can't depend on mild windfalls every other month, you know? Can you share a tip or two so that I can finally quit the day job? Thanks. All right, so as you can see, I was answering the question as we go along. Multiple streams of income is key, okay? And in order for you to benefit from multiple streams of income, you need list building. You need to engage in active list building. List building is essentially synonymous to lead generation, because when you generate leads, those leads, right, those are people saying, yes, I would like help with my property. Or people say, yes, I would like to buy a property. On the other hand, the cash buyers, right? So you're building a list of motivated sellers on this end, and you're building a list of cash buyers or buyers, just buyers in general. Sorry, I'm so used to saying cash buyers because the gurus have taught us to say cash buyers. It doesn't have to be cash. It could be mortgage buyer, it could be any type of financing, okay, as long as it's a qualified buyer. So what you're looking for is qualified buyers. So you're building a list of qualified buyers on this end, and you're building a list of qualified motivated sellers on this end. And if you want to learn exactly how I do that, make sure you watch the 3 C's of real estate wholesaling on this channel. You just type in, just search on YouTube or Google. You say Ola Talks Abitogun, 3 C's of real estate wholesaling. The video comes right up and it will explain to you how I structure lead generation and list building. You need list building in order to do multiple streams of income. Once you build a list, right, that list is your number one asset in this business. The houses, the one you hold, the rental properties are not the number one asset in this business, okay? You're in a media business. It's kind of like McDonald's. McDonald's is not necessarily in the burger business because the burger is not the best in the world. Their business is really real estate, right? Having a real estate piece of real estate where people can come to easily, right? So you notice that when you're buying a franchise, location is one of the key factors. Why location? Because if you have the wrong location, people will not come to the place, or you have the wrong set of people. So I have this McDonald's very close to my house here complaining about those only high school kids that come in and they only buy $2, $3, $4, $5 meal, and they are so noisy, and the people that bring in the family don't want to bring in the family. And they spend a lot more money, $25 a time, $35 a time, right? So Those are all the factors that you want to consider. So in real estate, in the digital age, your list is your number one asset. Now, here's the beautiful thing about the list. You can find related services to real estate or like books or you can become affiliate partners with platforms that sell related products to these people, okay? So maybe you don't have a product that sell books or educational books to people on how to run a rental property. You want to be able to offer that to your list. So you build the list because obviously you are building the list of buyers for your properties that you're flipping, right? But you can offer them this book because it will help them, and you can make a simple 50, 10%, 30%, even sometimes 100% upfront commissions from offering those products to the people on your list. That will create cash flow because, again, your list is evergreen and always growing because you're in the business of people. Okay, you're in the business of people, list building, you're brand list building, you're a media company, you're a marketing company, you're not exactly a wholesale, you're in the, your business, your revenue is directly attached. Okay, it's directly attached to your ability to generate leads and build a list. Okay. So now, even better, list building allows you to offer other related products, right? You could do a deal with local plumbing where people, I mean, you can do all sort of things. You can offer related products and services to people on your list, and you make a little kickback and commissions here and there just because you're the center of gravity of that whole ecosystem right there. And that's how you create multiple streams of income and cash flow for your business. So if you have any question with regards to what I just said, but that's the simple concept right there. Again, list building first, and then you can offer related product and services for that you don't have to deliver, right? You don't have to fulfill it, okay? Because other people are selling this stuff, but they pay you a little bit of commissions just for owning the list, right? And you could do that with any other related product and services company around you in your local area, and then you have cash flow coming in your business. And hands off other people's business, other people's product, other people's resources. And just for understanding the concept of list building, being a media company before calling yourself a real estate wholesaler, right? You win the game of business. Does that make sense? So that's what I have for you. Again, make sure you're subscribed to continue to receive these videos. Give me a thumbs up, click like, share if you love this video. If you have questions or thoughts, please drop them in the comment box below. Share your thoughts and your questions below. I would appreciate seeing that, absolutely, because it helps me to continue to serve you even better. And then, but more importantly, there's a link on the screen. It's called olatux.com/mastermind. That's olatux.com/mastermind. That link is where you want to go to get my book. Okay, you get on the waiting list for my book if it's not live, and then reserve a free masterclass. Okay. And there's a bunch of stuff there that will help you in your business that you get to download as well. And then not only that, you get word from me every day, okay? So thank you so much for hanging out with you. Hopefully you've been enlightened and educated. And I'll see you on the next one, and peace.